This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
And you can blame me for that one. If you're unhappy, that's Ian Gom. Maybe 1978 or so.
Yeah, 78.
Was it 78?
Yeah, great album.
One hit wonder. Unfortunately.
Probably. It's a great album. But
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Then when John said, hey, Courtney, any chance you can send me a pair of that, hey, can you send me that bikini? I'll give you $500.
Sure. Again, very specific.
Sure.
Very specific about what's going on that site.
I love when people go, how are they making so much money?
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Was caught having loud sex on top of a huge Art Basel animal installation on the beach.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Like, it happens. We're not all striping it down the middle. Center cut fairway. Like, Shime knows this better than anybody.
Damn right.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill! Show! All right. Greetings.
Good morning.
What up? How you doing, Wiggy?
What's good in the hood?
Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Morning, Curtis.
Hey there.
How are you today?
Doing well. I love being back in Massachusetts where everybody drives 50 in the fast lane. I will never not love it. It's just so much fun. And my favorite is when they give you a smirk like they know that they're preventing you from getting to work, but they don't care.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there are other states where the driving is as bad.
Yeah, nope. Atlanta's pretty bad.
Jersey?
Oh, God.
Jersey is from my... Maybe it's just the Jersey Turnpike, but my experience is that those people go 100 miles an hour, and if you're going anything under, you better get out of there.
It's scary.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need to be like.
Yeah, that's what you would prefer.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
No speed limits.
Oh.
Yeah, get all these bad drivers off the highway.
And I'm generally a no-gun guy. I've never touched a gun. I don't think we should have all guns everywhere. But it does improve the driving. Like in Florida, nobody gives a second honk because they think the guy might be packing. And he just goes 100 right past you.
It's true. And also in Florida... The definition of packing can mean several different can be several different things, Curtis, I think.
I saw a guy having a beer while pumping his gas. And I was like, that's Florida.
That's
God
a great
love you.
State of Florida.
Did he have a butt going too?
Yeah, he actually was lighting it with the gas tank.
All right. Well, welcome to your show. We got, by the way, credit in the Twitch chat right off the bat this morning to James on his selection of the WEEI Christmas tree in the studio this morning, Curtis. So James picked a good one.
Impeccable taste.
He picked a great one. And we are smack dab into the holiday season. And for the first time this morning, your chance to be gifted by Chris Curtis during the 12 days of Chris Curtismas, our very own Grinch, at 8:45 this morning. We'll give away some of the things that we have collected here all year long on the Greg Hill Show and that we don't need, and we're going to re-gift them for you coming up at 8:45 this morning.
Can I be honest? We're starting out too strong today.
Oh, we have like multiple. We have really good and
too
really
strong.
Bad. Really good and really bad. Don't reveal any of
I'm
them.
Not. All right. I'm
we
not.
Have, we have really good. We have a lot of stuff that is left here.
All right.
That we did not, we gave away, like we got 10 things and we gave away 3 of them.
Okay.
Or something. So we got to clear everything out. New year, fresh start. We got to clean everything out. And so we are giving it all to you, our beloved listeners, at 8:45 every single day, all the way up until we get to near Christmas.
All so, right.
Don't miss any of the show, but please don't miss this today.
Correct.
All right. It's going to be fun.
Tim Watley regifting?
Yes, we're doing some regifting today at 8:45. And certainly I cannot, I'm very excited about the show, but I cannot wait to get home and to glue my eyes to the Magic and the Knicks tonight, Curtis, because of the Celtics Cup implications.
Oh,
I just, I can't, I mean, I can't, I'm beside myself waiting for that game to start.
So stupid.
I have cup fever.
It's like, why can't it just be like you play enough games, the team with the best record moves on?
Nope. Yeah. You got to figure out the point differential and
how many points you got to win by, how many points this team's got to lose by. It's just so stupid. Like, I don't even really think about it no more.
Yeah.
You either make the tournament or you don't.
I think I saw Celtics are having a watch party. So Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Joe Mazzulla will be there watching the Magic's game with the Knicks tonight to make sure that they make it to the Cup.
Oh, so
did you hear Joe Mazzulla's idea? If there's a tie in the point differential, the coaches fight in an octagon.
No one's. Let me tell you something. No one's coming close to beating Jiu-Jitsu Joe.
Yeah. Nope.
That is a tough SOB.
Probably.
Yeah, I would say.
But isn't it so stupid? Because they talk about it like Abby and Scal were talking about it last night. And even Scal's got to the point where it's like, all right, I'm so confused because Abby was trying to explain it and like, the something needs to happen with one game where the Knicks have to win or lose by 13, and this
no,
other.
It's very annoying.
It's stupid.
And it is of minor interest, I think, to most everybody.
It's so dumb.
I don't see a lot of interest.
Do you think they keep going with this thing though? The in-season cup, does like anybody find it to be what? Entertaining in what way?
Well, it's interesting when Mego comes on and she finds it entertaining as somebody that covers the team. Like, I just think that there probably are people, so they will keep it going.
All right.
But I think that they do need to make some tweaks because I'm with you. Once you add all the numbers and the differentials, that's when you lose people.
Right.
So make it as simple as possible for the fans.
Team with the best record out of whatever group that is moves on.
But it's like everything else. It doesn't matter when you get no advantage from it when it comes to the team in the season. Like, maybe when it came to Major League Baseball adopting home field for the winner of the All-Star game, maybe that made it more interesting.
All right.
This is, like, the 500 grand ought to go to a fan or something. Like, you're basically, this is a tournament in which you're basically watching a bunch of millionaires try to win themselves an extra $500,000, and it has zero implications whatsoever on the actual season or the playoffs or anything else.
I'm with you on that. They should, like, if your team wins and you're a season ticket holder or something like that, or maybe you're in the building when they win, you get $1,000 when you leave. I don't know.
It should be like Oprah. You get a car.
Greg,
interesting.
They should split the 500 grand up in $10,000 increments and give them out. Like, just, they should have guys or gals come out and they shoot when there's a free throw.
Right.
They give it to a fan, and then the fan collects 10 grand if it goes in, Curtis.
I think that'd be perfect. Yeah. I do sadly think that this is not much to do with us and more to do with the part of a new 11-year, $76 billion TV deal they signed.
Yes.
Where they're probably, you know how Ty Law every offseason's like, I'm going to call it with Tom Brady on Thursday when he's negotiating, and that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of like that. Like, I feel like this is not for the people like us, but it was a way to try and explain away why the cost of the annual TV budget was going to be so high by promoting some in-season tournament that was never really going to work.
It's all getting goofy.
And Game Dog is in the Twitch chat, and good morning and hello to everybody who is up early and already watching the show on Twitch, and thank you. Thank you, Game Dog. Game Dog says that if the NHL did something similar, Greg would be all over it. And I wouldn't. And no, the NHL would not do anything similar. Oh, like,
imagine the NFL having different colored ice. That would be weird.
It's actually the opposite. The NHL fan base is so upset when people outside the sport try and change it. We all remember the puck that was highlighted. Remember, what was that called? I forget.
It was blue.
Blue.
It was like the neon blue puck.
And so everybody lost their mind.
Just keep it. I understand, like, sports. Major League Baseball is kind of stealing out Thunder here. Remember we had the Golden Dong. Now they have the Golden Bat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like with the sports, I don't know if fans.
Get it right. It was the Golden Painted Dong.
Oh, that's true.
And Courtney's friend never delivered.
I know. We're waiting.
Yeah.
But Twitch chat is on fire today, Greg. I got to tell you. Jonathan Carr, people like us, you watch more Netflix than sports, Curtis. And you watch us. So you're watching someone who watches Netflix for your sports info, so
you
God
don't
love
watch
you.
As much Netflix as I do.
No.
But by the way, last night, that Celtics game, these Celtics games are boring. I don't know. Is it just me?
There's no entertainment there.
Okay, so anyway.
30% in ratings decline this year.
Did you watch Monday Night Football, Greg?
I did not, because I was flipping around. I started with Celtics.
Uh-huh.
I flipped around. I ended up on ABC Family.
Okay.
And
Pretty Little Liars again?
Nope. The Grinch was on. And I got to tell you something. Strong film, The Grinch.
Very.
All right.
Very, very strong
Which
film.
Which one? The animated or Jim Carrey version?
Please. It was the Jim Carrey one.
Right. Unbelievable.
Wait, don't please me. The animated one is a classic. I was curious.
Jim Carrey, I know he's a weirdo, and he doesn't care much if he has an ex-girlfriend who's threatening to commit suicide, but he is in that role, he is extraordinary.
Deserved an Oscar.
Well, I wouldn't go quite so far as Oscar.
But, I would.
But he really, I would not say Oscar, but I would say he is. Nobody else could have done that role the way Jim Carrey did that role. It's probably in my top five it comes to emergency top five Christmas films of all time.
What?
Yeah, it's not in yours?
I have to rewatch it. I haven't seen it since I was.
I would say it'd be my top five of Christmas movies.
It wouldn't?
No. Top three for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, Courtney, we know your taste when it comes to
movies. What's in your top five?
In my top
Do you have a Christmas Story in there?
I have a Christmas Story in there.
Okay, that's old head. Chime, you probably never seen a Christmas Story.
No, I've seen a Christmas Story, Greg. I don't like it, but I've seen it.
Wiggy, be honest. Is Santa Does Dallas in there somewhere?
No, Santa doesn't do Dallas. That would be Santa's Beautiful Little Elves do Dallas.
By the way, Thyme. Thick vest you're wearing today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's really comfortable.
Who are you representing today?
This would be the organization 100 Thieves. They came out with their own golf line. It's tremendous. It's actually extremely comfortable.
I see. Is that online sport?
Yes, 100 Thieves is an esports organization.
Wow.
Esports.
Yeah. But their CEO, big golfer.
Excellent. Anyway, what?
A Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. That's always up in there. A Christmas
what are you,
Story.
90? Like how old are you?
It's always it's probably the greatest Christmas movie ever made. So I mean, we could debate
Christmas
that.
Vacation.
Oh
my God, I can't.
All right, maybe I would throw Christmas Vacation in there.
What?
Like every time I watch it, I want to love it as much as everybody else, and I'm like, it just doesn't do it for me.
And maybe Home Alone.
Yeah. Home Alone 2.
I like Scrooge too, with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, that's a pretty good one.
But I would not have the Grinch.
Not to start a debate, but you don't have Die Hard on there?
Absolutely not. How dare you even suggest that in my presence?
It is a Christmas movie. It is not in the top 5.
If that's a Christmas movie, so is Batman. All right, stop it.
I don't really like that.
Just because a movie takes place around Christmas time doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
Well, I think Harry Potter 1 is also a Christmas movie.
So is Mean Girls in a Christmas movie as well?
Yeah, no, there's just a scene from Christmas. I mean, Die Hard, the whole thing takes place on Christmas.
Yeah. It's a Christmas work party, but it's not a Christmas movie.
So I guess
the plot of the film is Bruce Willis's character going home to visit his family for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the act of terrorism breaks out at the Nakatomi Towers or whatever they're called.
Nakatomi Plaza.
Plaza.
I guess you can convince me that's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. Home for Christmas, only it takes place in one building the entire time.
So it's an action Christmas movie.
Also, Hans Gruber, one of the all-time great villains in film.
Tell him, Alan Rickman. Right?
Yes. Yeah, I think the late Alan Rickman.
Yes, correct.
Extraordinary character in film. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot. But I mean, I've seen The Grinch. I liked it with Jim Carrey, but I don't know if I'd put it in the top 5. I like some of the classics. I told you, I might have to sneak Scrooge up there. I do like Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Well, I will say this. On Sunday, Gerard Mayo said that Christmas Vacation was the best Christmas film of all time. All right. And then yesterday he took it back. So,
he misspoke. It's the emotions that got the best of
him. We should title his appearance on our show Correcting the Record is what it should be called. Or
what he should say
or Taking Things Back is what it should be called.
What he should say is, like my predecessor, I also create non-existent things when I come on Monday morning.
But I do it with a smile.
I felt so bad yesterday because he thought that was like boom neutralize, which is my new catchphrase.
We should do a shirt with you. And we'll call it Boom Neutralized.
Yeah. Neutralized. Bam. Yeah.
Neutralized. Bam.
Neutralized. Bam. It's like it's a mix between Emeril and Max Kellerman.
Right. We'll put your face red on there and we can show it to women who are thinking about getting pregnant. And then they'll be birth control.
Neutralized. Bam.
We will remove any population issues in America.
He did shock me, though. He was like, I probably should have said that.
Yeah.
And it was like the air went out of the room.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's him saying that he shouldn't have said it was what created another day of the full story about what he said.
It's the emotions.
I like him taking accountability.
Oh, me too.
And I think he realizes, like, because we asked him later on, like, I think he realizes the one thing he's learning from what his first year is, because he used to be in media, he says some stuff where he's like, damn, maybe I probably shouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah.
And, maybe that's the thing he'll learn from Bill.
Okay, but he doesn't want to learn from Bill. Like, he's told you he's doing everything to be the opposite of Bill.
Well, he'll be the opposite, but he'll still, like, maybe take a small page out of Bill's playbook certain times when it comes to answering things. Okay. Like, the crossing the white lines.
Can he do it on the field? Like, if he's going to borrow some of Bill's stuff, could he apply it to the defense? Maybe.
He's going to need a lot of work for that one.
All right. Well, anyway. This is Kevin from Douglas. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, Wiggy, I just want to say this is kind of my run up of the last year. I miss you. I would play for you as a coach. I would love to play. I'd run for a wall. Courtney, you are the rock. Courtney, you are the rock between a hard place. Oh. We love you out here. Just keep being yourself. And Greg, stay away from the seaport, because I know next year is going to be a bad year economically, but for you. But Greg, thank you for what you do for charity.
Oh,
thank you for all your people. I mean, I listened to you guys through a friend, and I said, I remember listening to you, but what you do for people in your heart is really special. Oh. And Curtis, I think you should be Secretary of State. That's all I got to say. I love you guys.
Okay.
And one other thing, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Wiggy, how can a CEO, Mayo, run a team? What are three things he could have done to change this year's record? Three things you think he could have done in his maturation. And I'll hang up. Love you guys. Bye.
Aww. Neutralize. Bam. Number one would have been a start Drake made from week one.
Neutralize. Bam.
I knew you were gonna say that.
It would be. I was watching last night's game. I was watching the
Broncos.
Yeah, I had the split screen going on at the crib. And I was watching the Broncos and Browns, Jameis Winston. Oof. Gotta love Jameis. Even though famous Jameis is good for throwing a couple pick sixes.
He threw six touchdowns, four to his own team, two to the other.
But watching Bo Nix looked really good in that game. And just like kind of when you think of these young quarterbacks who have been playing, whether it's Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, even the smaller sample with Drake May, and you start to see their maturation Gerard likes to use the trajectory word.
That's one. So you got one. Right, you could have started Drake May earlier.
Right, you could have started Drake May earlier. I would say, I think that's all you really need. I don't think you need much to change your record.
Uh-huh.
Because when you look at the games that you really lost, and maybe I would say the other thing would be a little bit more, and I kind of get what Sean was saying yesterday, a little bit more aggressive when it comes to these games. Like, all right, if we're not going to be very good, let's go for broke. Let's go for two.
Now we're back to the coaching
conservative.
Not to lose,
yes,
as opposed to coaching to win.
Yes, I would say those would be the two things that I would look at. And if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, don't you? Because I was thinking about when I was watching the game, like even the Michael Penix Jr. situation and Kirk Cousins, because I watched that game, the Chargers and Falcons, and I was like, ugh. But you start to see some of these young quarterbacks that are like, this looks like a really, really good quarterback class, last year's quarterback class. And I know Michael Penix is not playing in Atlanta, but Bo Nix looked good, though.
Well, we got a lot to get to. It's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 9 on today's show. Before that, our leads in about 10 minutes, around 6:30 is when we will start with our leads. They set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will discuss what Drake May said is breaking his heart week after week after week. And I'm assuming we will also discuss what D'Amico Ryan said about the Jaguars' response to the Trevor Lawrence beheading on Sunday. So that's coming up. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 this morning.
Neutralize. Bam.
Neutralize. Bam.
Set your outlook for that. Jelani Tavai.
Does that make the this year's tournament of 64 drops?
What?
Drop bracket?
You know the drop
neutralize,
bracket?
Neutralize, yes.
Neutralize. Bam.
Yes, I love that one.
You do. You really do love
that one, a moose soup.
News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Big news for Shime. Science has determined the top fetishes of the year.
Ooh.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
And 2024 was apparently a big year for the gamers. So
we will get to
that during the news at around 7:45. I mentioned the 12 days of Chris Curtismas at 8:45 and Ty Law at 9. I mentioned that as well. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending to start us off?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Celtics bounce back nicely at home against the Heat. 109-89 was the final. Derek White and Jaylen Brown were back for this one, but no Kristaps, Drew, or Al for the Seas. Jimmy Butler was out for Miami. Peyton Pritchard had 25, his fourth consecutive 20-point game. Pete Pritch, Greg's been on it for a very, very long time. He is and
a walking bucket.
Watching it yesterday, I was saying, this is giving me Isaiah Thomas flashbacks to that season. Like, he is just emerging as the guy. And then after the game, during that, like, instant reaction that they do, Eddie House brought up that his numbers are very similar to that season with Isaiah Thomas. So he's crushing
it. Guy is clutch.
Yeah.
Yep. Jaylen Brown led this one with 29 points. C's off tonight before having a home game with the Pistons tomorrow, but the Bruins welcome the Red Wings to the TD Garden tonight. Puck drop at 7. Monday Night Football had the Browns falling 41-32 to the Broncos with Jameis Winston throwing for 497 yards, 4 touchdowns, but he had 3 interceptions, 2 of them being pick sixes. An update on Christian McCaffrey, who went out of the Niners Sunday night matchup with the Bills with a knee injury. Kyle Shanahan announced he will remain out for at least 6 weeks. So ending his season, McCaffrey, of course, had just returned after missing the first 8 games of the season. And Cars for Kids, no more stressing over your old vehicle. Donate it today and get it picked up tomorrow. It's the easiest service out there. Donate online at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K.
Good time for Amen Corner to do a little DM sliding with the hubby, probably in some kind of a walking boot, maybe even in a hospital bed in the living room or something. I feel like Olivia might be vulnerable.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
This could be it for Christian. I mean, his career could be potential because he's always hurt.
Yeah.
So it's a great time for Amen to swoop right in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. By the way, happy birthday, Mom. Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday, Mrs. Curtis.
Tolerating me and all of that. 24 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 37.
It is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 9 on this morning's show. And because of the bye week for the New England Patriots, Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 today as opposed to Friday. So all of that coming up. Speaking of Friday, it is the 20th annual Toys for Tots show. So we're going on, I guess this would be our 6th year doing it here at WEEI, Curtis, 5th or 6th year?
I believe 5th. I think we missed one because of the vid.
Global pandemic. So,
by the way, those results came out yesterday in the congressional report, and boy, oh boy, was Ken wrong about everything.
I thought that was going to be your lead if I was a betting woman.
You know what? Maybe I will. Yeah. I don't need to do mail. I'll do
that. Maybe you should.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you,
Courtney. I mean, some of us were absolutely berated for our opinions on the radio during those 2 years. Do you remember that, Curtis?
I do. I'll be watching between periods tonight to see if Dale apologizes.
I was a virtual outcast around these parts.
Pariah.
Pariah.
Remember the email that kid wrote you?
Yeah. It's the former producer here. Didn't like me mingling with people out of doors and such, if you remember correctly, Shine.
Could you imagine?
I vaguely recall that.
Your former coworker.
Yeah.
Very upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Was not happy.
Mm-mm. You did give the Bruins the bid.
Yeah.
I didn't give them.
Well, it was Rudy Gobert.
David. Yeah. Rudy Gobert gave it to me. Right. And then David Pasternak also gave it to me.
Patient double
second,
zero.
Second vid. He gave me the long vid. But anyway, that time has passed. Friday.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe Pasta has the long vid.
Maybe he does.
That's the really, really long vid.
Damn,
maybe
Greg.
He does. Maybe he's got
that's the that's the extremely long vid that he has.
Well, is it contagious through his jerseys? Because everybody wearing his jerseys over the weekend sucked.
Anyway, Friday we are at Bach Ferrari on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood with the Marines. Collecting toys for Tots. And so Ernie Bach has said, he said it on this show, there are 20,000 reasons for you to be there to celebrate the 20th anniversary of this show.
Wow.
So 20th anniversary of the Toys for Tots show. So I hope you will be there with us. We have food, we have guests, we have gifts, and there are 20,000 reasons to bring a toy or two, and we'll see if we can get to 20,000 toys on Friday. I don't know who's going to do the counting, but this is you overwhelm us every year with how generous you are for the kids. And so cannot wait to see you Friday morning at 6 on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. Right now, though, Shime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for lead.
Chime, good one this morning when it comes to the lead. That is Dirty Work from Steely Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, Gregory. Well, I think I'm worried, or I'm starting to worry more and more, that Drake may eventually feel like he's doing the dirty work for the New England Patriots. Because I watch him every week, and I'm in awe of how good he is already, right away. And then on top of that, I continue to think, huh, I don't know if the rest of this franchise is going to be able to keep up with him.
Huh.
Like, I don't know that the front office can select enough talent. I mean, they basically fell ass backwards into Drake in the first place.
Yeah.
And every other draft pick from that specific draft doesn't look ideal. Layden Robinson, I guess, was fine. But, I mean, even still, he wasn't great in that game on Sunday. So that doesn't inspire me with much hope. I look at previous drafts before that. Outside of Christian Gonzalez, not a whole lot going on over there either. Even the guys they signed in free agency weren't good. The coaching staff is inexperienced, and I believe there's fundamentally something wrong with their philosophies, a.k.a. they don't have a legitimate fundamental philosophy. And so I look at this, and I'm just... I'm concerned. I'm very much concerned.
Well,
this
was entirely an Elliott Wolff issue, right? I mean, mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I think it starts at the top, but I also think that the coaching staff in general doesn't know who they want to be. Like, it's Tommy Curran said it in his latest article, like, they're overly aggressive on defense in spots where they probably shouldn't, like the zero blitzes against the Rams and the Seahawks. But then on offense, they're overly conservative, like 7 minutes left in the game at midfield with a 7-point lead and a chance to basically end it. And yeah. So it's like, who are you? What do you want to be? And they don't have a philosophy. And then I think on top of it, Elliott Wolff can't pick talent. And so just across the board, I am nervous that as Drake continues to progress, the rest of the organization will not.
No, I would give him Gibson and Hooper. He signed Hooper, right? From a free agent perspective.
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would give him those. Is there anybody else that you would say, Elliott Wolff, great signing offseason-wise, your first go at it?
No, I mean, he brought in a bunch of practice squad offensive linemen, two of which are no longer on the team. His two biggest offensive line signings, one walked away from football and the other you cut.
Jacoby Brissett, I mean.
No, he's, yeah.
That doesn't do anything for him.
Yeah, his grade would be relatively
low. I would have rather Jameis Winston.
That's still true. Hey, or even Russell Wilson.
Joey Sly.
Well, didn't Russell Wilson sign for less than Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, Russell Wilson signed for $1.2 million.
You paid eight times that.
Yeah.
That
wow, when you put that into perspective, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I mean, the confidence level is low, I think, when it comes to the offseason and what you have got to add because of what Drake May is. So great point this morning, Shime. Thank you, Curtis. Hello.
Hello, good morning. So I have I was going to do a Mayo lead, but I decided, you know what, let's just stick with the most important story in America that's been forgotten. When I bring up the COVID pandemic, I am often confronted by people that say, move on, who cares?
Right.
Well.
And that's Ken.
Right. Joe Biden, back in 2007, single-handedly derailed Rudy Giuliani's presidential campaign with a simple sentence. He said, Rudy is noun, verb, 9/11. That was everything he said, and it was this kind of breaking through the nonsense to see what Giuliani really was. Since then, it's been a noun, a verb, January 6th. Now, the COVID pandemic is the biggest incident in America since 9/11 when it comes to massive damage emotionally and economically to the people of this country.
Mm-hmm.
95,000 businesses in America closed permanently from the result of the pandemic. 95,000 small and regular businesses shuttered for good.
Never to open again.
The virus was created, the most likely origin, according to this bipartisan congressional report that was released yesterday, was by gain-of-function research that we funded in the Wuhan laboratory in China.
We being the United States of America.
Led by Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci and the National Institute of Health.
From the beginning, they knew the most likely origin, obviously, was at ground zero for where this virus was spreading. And then They lied about it over and over and over again. They knew the vaccine did not prevent transmission. The only reason I got the vaccine is because I have someone in my life who has cancer. So I was told the last thing I want to do is get that person sick. Right. So I got double boosted, got all that done, and then I find out that that was never actually the case. It didn't prevent transmission.
No.
So I would just say everybody blames a lot of people for why we are where we are, but the institutions charged with helping us through this failed on every level and were dishonest the entire time.
And there are a lot of people who are really, really good people who, when the government says something like, you've got to get this vaccine, they do it because they're good people. I feel bad for them because they went and did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about perfectly healthy people like Brees Hill, who was a college athlete at the time and was told the only way he could go to college and maybe get an opportunity to get back on the football field was to go and get a vaccine.
All my kids got vaccinated.
Yes. So yeah. It's really interesting, this report. The House report finally released yesterday. It's very lengthy, but it determines that, and Curtis mentioned it's bipartisan, so it does determine that the COVID started in Wuhan at the lab due to the gain-of-function research that was going on there. No wet market, no weird bat situation, none of that. And unfortunately, it could have been avoided.
Chance I could get those 2 years back?
Maybe.
Well, in all sincerity, I'm very lucky that James was born when he was, because the kids that were young during those 3 years, the developmental delays, the education issues, I mean, we have barely scratched the surface of what the ramifications will be long term from the way we reacted to it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years of development.
Well, they also determine in that report, and this is a positive, that the Constitution of the United States of America should never be suspended as it was during that period of time.
Okay.
And I think that's important.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lesson for everybody to learn that is what this entire country is built on. Your right to be yourself and think for yourself and make your own decisions and go to work if you want to work, go to the gym if you want to go to the gym, go to a restaurant without being forced to order COVID fries and only sitting with three people. If you want to play golf and you want to touch the flag when you're lifting it out of the the hole, you should be allowed to do that. That's what the Constitution says. So,
Greg, are you saying there were two suspensions during COVID?
There may have been. Yes, there may have been a couple suspensions. All right. Excellent lead, Curtis. Getting everybody worked up, I'm sure, this morning. We will get to the rest of the leads on a Tie Tuesday next. Chime instant request for Lady Jade in the Twitch chat. You can watch this show on Twitch every day, and you can watch this show on YouTube every day. And thank you in advance if you are going to, or if you already do, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. By the way, Subaru of New England text line on the Fritz. I don't know what's wrong with it, but if you're texting and I'm not reading, that's the scenario. It appears that I was not in here yesterday. We were at Gillette, but it appears, Shine, this has been an ongoing issue.
Yeah, it seems it's been a little wonky for the last 48 hours or so.
Anybody report it to engineering, or anybody take that on as a responsibility?
So I don't think that's our engineers that are responsible for that. Well, that would be their website.
Well, I would assume, though, that somebody ought to fill out a ticket or something like that. That's how
it's probably a helpline.
That's how we get these things back and working the way they ought to be working.
An IT person?
Yeah. Yeah. Would you mind handling that?
I would hit control alt delete.
Do you know who handles our IT here at Odyssey Boston?
Come on.
Do you know who that it's? I'll give you a hint. It's a guy.
Yes. He pox next to me in the morning.
Do you happen to know what his name might be? I know you don't know too many of your coworkers' names.
Oh, damn. What's his name?
The employee of the month is named after him.
That's a different person.
Oh, see?
See?
Yikes.
That's a
neutralized. Bam. Don't right. jump in unless you know.
We have two people.
Neutralized. Bam.
I forget his name.
His first name starts with an S. All right. Well, we'll
Stan.
we will. Somebody will get. But I apologize.
Sid.
Yes.
Nice there you job. Go. I knew it was yes. Sid. He pox right next to me.
Yes, you nailed it. So anyway, if you're texting, I will endeavor to figure a way to get that fixed before the end of the show. My sincere apologies. And we have some leads left this morning, including Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Belichick was on the Let's Go podcast yesterday. Had a lot of interesting things to say. You could really find some golden nuggets throughout all of his comments. But Jim Gray asked him point blank what he thought about the Patriots' season so far in Gerard Mayo's first year as head coach.
Okay.
Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Yeah, just haven't done enough to win very many games on any level. Couldn't they've had trouble on defense. One of the last ranked teams on offense, if not the bottom rank. Missed some key field goals and some, you know, kicking plays as well. So I'd say all three areas of the game just haven't been, you know, good enough to win. And I still got a couple games left against Buffalo, right? So it's they have a bye week this week, so maybe they can get a few things straightened out. But it's just been a pretty inconsistent year. Just haven't been able to do enough to win when they needed to.
A lot of these guys played for you. Do you feel for them in this situation, or have you just moved on in your head?
No, there are a lot of people there that you know, very close to. A lot of them that I brought there, especially defensively. Almost all those players are re-signed, and most all the offensive skill players too. So it's you know, it's hard to see them, you know, going through that type of season. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, just, you know, sit back and watch it. But of course, I feel bad for a lot of those guys. But, you know, especially the defensive players. I know those guys work hard. They're tough and they care and they put a lot into it. It's a National Football League. It's very competitive. You gotta find a way to stand up to the competition. You know, it's a challenge for every team.
I mean, I thought he answered it honestly.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was being class.
Uh-huh. Classy.
He uh-huh. was the epitome of class there.
Right.
He hasn't taken shots at Gerard Mayo.
No.
And I thought that he gave an assessment that a lot of people agree with.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting timing when the back and forth happens where Gerard Mayo brings up the Super Bowl wins.
Right.
So that was an interesting timing for that episode in particular to be released. I also will say, because I know a lot of people have comments on this, before I know Curtis wants to speak on it. Aaron Rodgers, he talked about, and he believes that Aaron Rodgers could have a bounce back season next year.
Wow. Really?
It is the first time, and I still believe that Bill Belichick is not going to coach again. I'm sticking to that. Mm-hmm. I also believe that Aaron Rodgers will retire. I made that bet yesterday, but this was the first maybe feeling of is Bill setting something up.
Doubt, you have doubt, a little bit of doubt.
A little bit. Huh? Like the smallest bit, but uh-huh. him speaking so glowingly of the fact that Aaron Rodgers after a season like this could bounce back. Uh-huh. And we've seen guys do it with other teams before.
Yeah.
Made me a bit nervous.
Get a little bit over a month, Courtney, and we'll know. Yep. January.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he was asked the question, he answered it.
Yeah.
I mean, he does, you know, those are his. Certainly on the defensive side of the football, those are his players who are not performing. So yeah.
He's saying it's not the players, it's the scheme.
I guess
that's what I got.
I guess that's what he's saying there.
Yeah, that's what I got.
That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, that's
there.
What he's kind of he's trying to say. Yeah.
Somebody,
saying
if somebody was working with you, Greg,
yes,
and a former colleague was talking to someone and you heard them say, "I feel bad for those people," would that be a compliment to
no,
you?
No, it would. No, it wouldn't.
Right. I mean, it's God bless him. I mean, honestly, the way that the dynasty was done and that docuseries and all of that, like he didn't lie about anything. I think that I think he's getting more direct and less petty And that's a good thing. I think he wants to be back coaching next year, and this is a way for him to just make everybody aware of how bad it's gotten defensively and that he was there and it was much better.
Remind me where everybody stands, and you have to go under the assumption that this team drafted Drake May, which I understand.
But that's kind of reviews the whole point.
Well, I hate that argument because people go, oh, Bill would have never, he would have never drafted Drake May. I mean, I think
Elliot Wolf said as much.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, well, then never mind.
I mean, but yes, if he was here with this team as it's currently constituted, they might be better.
What would their record be?
Maybe 3-9?
5-8.
5-8, 6-7.
What do you think, Shine?
Yeah, I think probably 2 wins better. I think you probably win that Seattle game, and you probably win that Indianapolis game. Like, those are the 2 games to me that stand out the most. I think you would probably still lose that Rams game. A lot of those close games, you may lose the Titans game. You may win. I guess that one's kind of a coin toss.
Bill struggled with Tua, so you probably don't win.
Yeah, you're losing to Miami.
You might
win
the first one with Miami. Because Bill, like,
if Drake May's the quarterback,
and I think he would be.
The quarterback was a former Starbucks barista in that right. one.
I mean, the Seahawks Pumpkin, game, too, is just an awful, like, in hindsight.
The Seahawks one's so bad.
You're at the, whatever, 35-yard line, and you drop back to pass instead of running the ball and getting a field goal and icing the game.
Yeah. You'd have 8 wins.
You'd have 8 wins, you think?
Yep.
Really?
All day.
That all day, Bill would have 8 wins with this team.
With Drake
because
May?
Because of what he would... You think you would have started Drake right off the bat?
You would have started Drake right off the bat. You would have had a better offensive coordinator and Billy O'Brien. Defensively, you would have been better schematically.